堂听 class.com。
Unit 4, The Summer Storm. The summer weather this year has been even more unpredictable than usual. Yesterday was no exception. My day at work had not gone particularly well, and I returned home in a bit of a mood. My parents are staying for a few days, and they were watching soccer on the TV with my son, so I decided that I should take myself away for a touch of isolation therapy.By reading a book in my bedroom. I sat in an inflatable chair in my bedroom. It's big, but very, very comfortable. After about half an hour, it got too dark to read in the natural light, so I got up to turn on the main light. It was then that I noticed the flashes of distant lightning. Now, I really love thunderstorms. There is just something about the danger of the lightning.The roar of the thunder combining with the sounds of heavy rain. Most of all, there is the smell of cold rain upon hot, dry earth. Long since broken of the habit of going outside to walk in the teeth of the storm, I moved my inflatable chair up onto the bed, opened the windows, and turned off the lights. In fact, I didn't need to bother. A few moments later, the power to the whole neighborhood went off.Plunging us all into darkness. Climbing up onto my comfy chair, I positioned myself so that one bare foot poked out of each side of the open window. Slowly the breeze through the open window increased and sent a wonderful cooling sensation over my bare feet and legs. The storm got closer, heading straight towards my window. Although only a matter of minutes after sunset,The dark clouds had plunged everything into night. The lack of any streetlight only heightened my anticipation of the approaching storm. Lightning split the clouds. Thick forked blades of white light first went down to the earth, and then a fraction of a second later headed back up into the heavy cloud. The cloud itself lit up and flickered for a few seconds like a faulty tube. The tension built for 10 seconds,And then the noise of the thunder drifted to my ears. The storm got closer. The lightning strikes seemed to augment in frequency. The thunder changed too. No longer a lazy growl, it slowly became so loud and powerful that I swore that I could feel shock waves rustling through my house. The lightning and the thunder slowly became synchronized.When I was a child, I counted the seconds between the flashes and the roars. When it was barely a quarter of a mile from the house, the hairs on my legs started to quiver and stand up, excited by the static electricity in the air and my growing excitement. Then it started to rain. Huge drops of cold rain started to fall. It looked like a gray sheet was being pulled across the land,and sounded like the approach of a wildly clapping audience, appreciative of the storm. The first big drops of rain hit my feet. The wonderful fresh smell of dry earth being baptized by cold rain reached my nose. Lightning and thunder were now as one. The lightning is so bright that my eyes took a few seconds to adjust back to the gloom. The thunder was now so loud that it was almost as much felt as heard.I sat back and relished the greatest free show that nature can provide. Just when I thought the storm had passed, it provided a brief encore. A lightning flash that forked and snaked from left to right to light up the sky like a road map was accompanied by a thunderclap that seemed to rattle the windows. All at once, the show ended. The lightning now at my back provided only flashes of light.The thunder returned to its growling beginnings. At once the rain stopped as quickly as it began. The electricity company restored the power and raised the house light as a final signal that the show had ended. Once I was sure that there was no second encore, I rose to get a towel to dry both the chair and myself. My mother was standing in the doorway, open-mouthed. All I said was, "Mom, I'm not weird, don't worry."